wheelbarrow. I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome back to In the Garden. I'm Kelly, and here's Char.
Hello, everyone.
Another bonus, a bonus show. And as I mentioned in our last show, we're kicking this season off a little bit early because it's going to be our seventh season, and we're going to start that on April 1st.
Lucky seven.
But we couldn't wait.
No.
We couldn't wait. So we had a show previously here in the winter time, just to kind of dip our toes back into it. And thanks KDWA for providing opportunity for a bonus show. And this bonus show is so timely because it's all going to be about catalogs.
Yes.
So Char is the catalog queen when it comes to garden catalogs. Char, how many do you have on your lap?
19.
Yes, she is in treatment. There is a treatment facility that addresses the compulsive need to have every kind of garden catalog. But you know,
this is also called sharing your name with other companies.
And that's another part of this. Some people don't have any experience with catalogs. When you say catalog shopping is, what score would you give them?
Oh, pretty high, 7 or 8.
Wow.
But you know why? It helps me get through the winter months.
It does. But the catalog companies know that. And they know that we are so hungry to look at beautiful colored pictures of flowers and vegetables and everything growing that they start coming really at the first of the year.
Oh, even before.
Even before.
Somewhere around Thanksgiving, I had my very first one. Thanksgiving.
So she gives the shopping experience from these catalogs about a 7 or 8 out of 10. I think that's a pretty high score. However, we're going to talk today on our bonus edition of In the Garden. We're going to talk about some of the pros and cons we're shopping this way. And I mean, number one, I just love to see them in my mailbox because it gives me hope.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
The favorite one that I have, and we're just literally going to go through some of these catalogs. And so you're going to probably hear some paper rustling, but we're sitting in the sunshine because we just need that so much.
Yes.
And we've been talking about it in some of our private conversations, and we just thought that it was really important to share it with our listeners. My favorite catalog is Seed Savers Exchange, and I have a personal affiliation with that, and I know some of the people who are relatives, and a shout out to Lori and Floyd Ott for letting us get a little bit more behind the scenes information of this wonderful resource. And they're located in Decorah, Iowa, and anyone who has heard about Seed Savers Exchange is glad to get one of their catalogs. They are sustainable. They have a mission that just says go out and grow something, and I really love that. Now, I also have burpee catalogs, but Char has a full stack here. What's your favorite, Char? What of all the catalogs that come, what's the favorite one to see in the mailbox?
Jung's, J-U-N-G, out of Randolph, Wisconsin. I know their items are usually hardy. I have never had a problem with an order from them. Each year, they feature the new varieties, which a lot of companies do, of course, but I think the reliability of Jung's, and there seems to be a whole little community there, like Roots and Rhizomes, which is strictly for perennials, is also located out of Randolph, Wisconsin. I think that sounds like a day trip sometime to see what's over in Randolph, Wisconsin.
Well, that's one thing that we are planning to do. Now that we are on the backside, hopefully, of our restricted
pandemic
movement, I don't even want to say the P word
anymore.
I don't like it. The only P word I want to say is plant.
Plants. There you go.
So we are going to be taking up in this season, number 7, we are going to be taking some day trips, and we are going to take our portable recording device along, and we are going to talk about wonderful resources that are less than a day away, mm-hmm. and some places that people really just need to see. So we've got some special shows coming up for you in season 7, and our season 7 will begin April 1st, and that's no joke. So back to catalogs. You know, Char, is there a concentration of the catalogs that you like that have been around for a long time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have Burpee, so do I. That company was started, Kelly, in 1876. Mm-hmm. Shumway, a lot of people have heard of Shumway catalog, 1870 they started. The Jungs that I told you about that I like so much, 1907. Back to Burpees. When they started, that was the year the James Gang was defeated in Northfield. Think about that.
Char's always got to bring some history into it. Now, they're located in Warminster, Pennsylvania. Are you concerned about ordering from catalogs that aren't in our zone?
No, I'm not. But I will say one thing when you mention the word zone. In each catalog, it seems, all their companies, if you look in the various descriptions, they should have the zone that a plant is good in. So I think it's the buyer beware syndrome. Do make sure that the zone is appropriate for you. But they will offer to various customers in various zones. So just be on the lookout for that.
I was noticing, too, that in most of these catalogs, including the pile that Char has on her lap, there is a plant shipping schedule. So even if you don't know when it's appropriate, it's a general shipping, you know, and we can, like I said, the roller coaster of the winters here in the Midwest, it could be 40 degrees one week in February and, mm-hmm. and you know, minus 10 in March. We just don't know. So they're taking their best experienced guess mm-hmm. as to when it's safe to ship. But if you know that you have plants, especially coming, you know, maybe you just camp out next to your mailbox.
Something like that. Or specify on your order form mm-hmm. if you wanted something maybe a little bit later on, just mm-hmm. depending on your area.
And I think a lot of these well-established, well-known companies are going to be able to do that. Give us a little bit more of selection of some of the other catalogs that you follow.
Oh, okay. I also like Totally Tomatoes. You want to know the variety of tomatoes? I actually haven't counted them in the catalog called Totally Tomatoes, but there's hundreds of varieties of tomatoes. I didn't know there was so many. You had Seed Savers, which, believe it or not, I do not have, but
I'll share.
Select Seeds is another one that I like. The reason Select Seeds is interesting to me, they have a lot of vintage seeds that were from the 1800s mm-hmm. or, you know, known of mm-hmm. in the 1800s or the early 1900s. So that is one that really gets my interest a lot. The roots and rhizomes are strictly perennials, and I like to see the latest in them. Mm-hmm. Oaks, daylilies. Now, talking again, strictly perennials or plants. Beautiful, they're, I think, out of either Arkansas or Oklahoma. But again, they're hardy varieties in our location. So mm-hmm. Just a variety like that.
It's wonderful to have that kind of selection. However, you have learned from all of your years of collecting these catalogs and resources that there are definitely some things to watch out for. Some red flags, maybe?
Shipping and handling would be one. You have to kind of look at your budget, because there are some companies that I think really, and I don't know if it's maybe what they do to package their plants and seeds, but some people really attack on the cost of shipping and handling. The mm-hmm. roots and rhizomes that I mentioned before that just strictly handle plants and perennials, for shipping and handling, $15.95. And where it used to be like $3.95 for sending for a shipment of seeds, I looked on my list, and I think the cheapest was Seeds and Such. They have a rate of $5.99 for, like, it's a whole, you can buy as many seeds as you want, and it's $5.99. But it used to be like $3.95 for some of these. Pine tree seeds, they were the cheapest. They are $3.95 for under, I think it's $15 or $20. So pine tree, it's a little catalog, family run out from the East, but hardy, you know, stuff. It's all seeds, by the way. And I like their little catalog. It's just a gem.
Well, speaking of seeds, we're going to go into a part of the process. And some people just, they see the garden as starting in June. But if you're going to start seeds, you really need to start them a lot earlier. But there's there again, you got to be patient and you got to know what you're doing.
Right.
The biggest rule in starting seeds is don't start them too early.
Right.
Because those who do can end up with leggy or spindly seedlings that outgrow their containers before it's time to transplant them outdoors. And so let's give them a little bit of a timeline, Char, shall we?
Yes.
So we're so early February is about 14 to 15 weeks before the last frost here in our zone. And so you can start onions or geraniums and pansies. And then mid-February, or a little after, is the time to get impatiens, lobelia, and celery started. Mm-hmm. Now, these are seeds.
Mm-hmm.
In early March, you can start to make good progress with between 10 and 11 weeks on the average to the last frost. And this is time for broccoli seeds, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and head lettuce. Also in the flowers, you can start dahlias, petunias, snapdragons, verbena, and rudbeckia.
Mm-hmm. By mid-March, eggplant, okra, and peppers could be seeded indoors. Marigolds, ornamental peppers, salvia, sweet alyssum, hollyhocks could be started as well. Early April, we're 5 to 6 weeks out. Finally, early April, tomatoes. But don't be tempted to get them started earlier or you will have leggy seedlings.
I did that and it was a waste of money and time. Yeah. It gave me hope, but it was a waste of time.
Yep, you can lose them. Early April is also time for asters, nasturtiums, ornamental kale, and morning glory seeding. Mid-April is a good time to seed cosmos, sweet peas, and zinnias. And once they're started, seeded and started, spend the first couple weeks of May hardening off the plants by bringing them outside into the warm sun. Do it for just an hour or two at first, then increase the time the plants spend outside until the last frost has passed, and then they can be transplanted.
It's all in the timing
yes.
of it. Now, some people are going to take some time, maybe this winter, building a cold frame, building a little mini glassed-in or plastic-in area to put those plants to harden them off. But if you go hog wild and you have three flats of tomatoes and you have three flats of peppers, you're going to run out of room pretty quick. I hope this summer to put up a hoop house,
oh.
a very small one, just with PVC. And I've collected the materials finally, kind of a haphazard ragtag, but it doesn't have to look wonderful. But
oh,
I just thought I'm wasting so much time. The thing about a hoop house, though, is build it low. Build it low because all your heat is going to rise and you want your heat to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you need to have ventilation because what will happen if you don't have adequate air movement, Char?
You get mold.
That's one thing that I've been seeing so many new gardeners have a problem with, and they say, oh, there's this white stuff on my soil. I'm keeping it nice and damp and I've got it nice and warm, and those are the perfect environment for mold.
Yes.
And you don't want that. So you do need to have a little bit of air movement. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have a turbo fan going.
No.
But you do have to have air movement so that the mold doesn't have a chance to take hold.
Correct. Some crack somewhere in an opening, that's all it needs.
Now, let's get back to some of the catalogs. There's so many different ones, and most of them have a website attached. You can Google almost anything. But again, do your research, and if you get on one of the mailing lists for any of the catalogs, they're probably going to be sharing them with other catalog True. Resources. And it's possible to have too many. But you can also compare, because sometimes the prices and the selection vary really wildly.
Right. That's right. There is one item I did want to mention in passing that, remember we talked about Jung's before mm-hmm. from the catalog? If anybody gets that catalog, you have to check out their item that's called Ketchup and Fries. You have to do it. It's the same grafted plant with cherry tomatoes and then potatoes in the ground underneath. Have you ever heard of that, Kelly?
What will they come up with next?
I know, but you got to think about it. They're still in, they're all in the same family. Mm-hmm. It's the nightshade family.
Mm-hmm.
So you let your tomatoes get ripe and grow on top. And remember, underground, and you can do this in a 15-gallon container. Can I just picture this? Here are your tomatoes that you've been harvesting. When they finally get to the point where they're not doing so good, you cut them off, and then you wait about 2 weeks after that, and then you see what's underneath the soil.
I'll have to
what
plant.
A riot.
Well, I'll plant it right next to my hot dog plant.
There you go.
A meal from in the garden. What? You know, we're running out of time, and we've only just begun to scratch the surface on all these different catalogs. Quick, give us some more names of some of these other catalogs that you would really recommend, because you've had some experience with them.
Yes. Van Borgendien, which is plants again.
I've heard about that
mm-hmm.
one.
Van Borgendien. John Sheepers. They're more into vegetables. The Territorial Seeds is an excellent one. I really have ordered them. I ordered from them this year. White Flower Farm, no seeds there, and they can be pricey, but they have the most exquisite dahlias. And besides,
that's how they get you.
Yeah, Miss Martha really likes White Flower Farm, but there's a variety there. I probably don't even have them all on my little list in front of me.
And there's Johnny's Select Seeds.
Yep, and then HPS, which is more for wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a ton of them. Seeds and Such is a nice little catalog that is quite inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Logies, which is more plants again. Oh my goodness, I've got just, of course, I got Edmund's Roses, if that isn't a gorgeous catalog to look at all the roses. Bluestone Perennials, mm-hmm. another plant company.
Yeah, yep. I subscribe to their mailing list, and they send me an
beautiful
email link every single month.
Beautiful
and so,
catalog.
Yeah, that's a wonderful mm-hmm. catalog. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that you can get involved with if you like to do some online shopping. You know, you give their your email address, and they will be happy to fill up your mailbox with lots of offers and suggestions. And some of the tips that they offer are just wonderful, and it gets you through the winter.
And one I wanted to quick mention, Prairie Moon Nursery, native seeds and plants for gardening and restoration. They are more in bulk, but they're excellent for trying to bring the butterfly back. We have to talk about that in a future show. Bringing the monarch back, we are a little bit in danger, folks.
We are, but we are not in danger of giving up on spring coming very soon.
Yes, it's
and we
to.
Hope that you've enjoyed our bonus show here on In the Garden with Kelly and Char. Again, we will start our season anew, season 7, in April. And thanks to KDWA for letting us get back into what we love to do, which is having a friendly conversation about gardening. We will see you in April, and we'll ask Char, how does her garden grow?
Bye, everyone.
And picking stones, we are made.